BBC Listen.
Hello, hello, my friends. It's Ruby here, and you are listening to News Time.
Hello.
Hi there, Ruby.
On today's episode, we are celebrating a day all about you. It's World Children's Day. We're also going to hang out on a beach in Victoria to inspect some fascinating fossilised footprints. We'll go for a joyride with an incredible Aussie pilot and touch down in the Northern Territory for a quick game of basketball. And you know what comes after that?
Wow of the Week!
That's it. Before we get into it, there's one other news story I want to mention. This week, Australia won the Men's Cricket World Cup. The Aussies beat the favourites, India, in a really exciting game. That means they've won the World Cup 6 times now. Pretty incredible, right?
Wow.
Great work, team. Okay, where were we? Should we start the countdown?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Story number 5.
This week, it was World Children's Day.
Kids get to have a day off school.
I think it's a day where kids get to rule the world.
Not quite. World Children's Day is an annual day of action for children and by children. As you would well know, kids aren't just brainless blobs that belong to their parents and think whatever they're told to think. Children are human beings and individuals with their own opinions, ideas, and rights. A right is something that someone should have no matter what. Grown-ups might know a bit more about the world because they've spent a longer time living in it. But on World Children's Day, we say it's important for kids to have a say in their own childhood and how they want to live.
If kids have a decision about their lives, they can, roam free.
It's about recognising that children's rights are human rights, and kids deserve the opportunity to have their voices and opinions heard, especially on issues that matter to them. This year, the theme is For Every Child, Every Right. It's about making sure that kids across the world have the same rights and opportunities, whatever their background and no matter where they live.
The best thing about kids is, you can play a lot.
You don't have to, go into offices and work.
Childhood is a really important time in our lives, and every child should be allowed to grow, learn, play, develop, and flourish.
Story number 4.
Melissa Lowry has a very cool hobby. She is a volunteer dinosaur hunter. Melissa spends her spare time scouring rocks and caves and crevices looking for fossils from dinosaurs. One day, Melissa was walking along the Victorian coast when she saw something peculiar at her feet. She took a closer look and saw tiny little footprints. They'd been left by an ancient bird millions of years ago and preserved in the rock.
Imagine stumbling over fossilised footprints. That would be a fortune.
Melissa called some scientist friends to come and take a look, and together they found even more. All of these prints were more than 120 million years old. This discovery is the earliest evidence we have of birds in Australia.
Those footprints might be from a terror bird, the type of dinosaur.
They definitely would have wings.
Like if you ever seen a pigeon's foot, it's like that, but bigger.
Melissa's timing was very lucky. If she'd walked along this beach just a few years ago, she might not have seen the footprints. That's because they were hidden under layers of rock that have slowly been washed away by the ocean. Now that the rock has eroded, the footprints are visible. But they won't be for long. In years to come, the ocean will keep crashing over the rocks until eventually the fossilised footprints will be washed away forever.
It's amazing how nature does this.
Thankfully, these scientists have taken a cast of the footprints to save and put in a museum, so that we can treasure them long after the real thing is gone.
Story number three.
About 40 years ago, a pilot named Deborah Laurie applied for a job flying planes for a company called Ansett. The big boss needed a new pilot, but he didn't want to hire Deborah because she was a woman. The boss said that women couldn't be good pilots because they'd probably quit their job when they had a baby. He also said their earrings might get stuck on bits of the aeroplane. What a strange thing to say.
Men and women should be pilots because they should make their own choices.
Because of equality.
Deborah thought the same thing. The big boss's attitude wasn't just silly, it was also discrimination against women. Deborah argued that female pilots should be allowed to fly planes at any company they like. She took her argument all the way to court, and she won. That made Captain Deborah the first woman to fly a plane with Ansett.
It's good because she followed her dream.
I think it was good what she did too, because she just ignored them and used that as courage.
She didn't listen to it, and if she did, she would never have been a famous flyer.
Just recently, Sydney Airport had a new bridge built, and they decided to name it after Deborah. It's called the Deborah Laurie Flyover. It's a long bridge that reaches right over some other roads, including a road named after the boss who didn't want to give her the job.
I think it means that she just stepped over him because bridges go over roads.
Captain Deborah is still working today, flying people in planes all over the country.
I think she did the right thing.
Good job.
She followed a dream and she got it.
Great work, Captain Deborah.
Story number two.
Timmy Duggan was the first person in the Northern Territory to play in the National Basketball League, also known as the NBL. Timmy has family connections to the Warramungu people of Central Australia and the Nyiginam people of the Kimberley. After he retired from playing professional basketball, Timmy helped set up a basketball program called Hoops for Health. Hoops for Health started off as a small project, but now, 22 years later, more than 10,000 young people across the Northern Territory have shot hoops and had a yarn with Timmy and his team.
I just like that you get to, like, run around.
I like it, so everybody's included.
It's just a good feeling.
Hoops for Health travels to communities all around the Territory, visiting Indigenous kids who live a long way from towns or cities. As well as perfecting their basketball skills, the kids get to learn about how to take care of their health in other ways. They sit in a calming circle to learn about taking care of their emotions and their mental health.
If you don't have ever sit and have a break, then you might run out of energy. It's good that people play together, so you get to know new friends and you get to meet people.
Recently, Hoops for Health won an award, a National Rural and Remote Health Award for dedication to health in a remote location. That means working hard to make sure that people have good access to health no matter where they live. That is a slam dunk if I've ever heard one. And now it's time for...
Wow of the Week!
Story made me go well because I didn't know that there was going to be the Olympics very soon.
Jeff Dunn is 16 years old and lives in Casuarina on the far north coast of New South Wales. He's been breakdancing since he was 7 years old. Sometimes breakdancing is just called breaking. It's a style of hip-hop dance where people move their bodies in lots of different funky shapes.
Two people verse each other to dance.
Like you go on the floor and it, like you do dances on the floor and like you twist and turn and spin around.
Yep, it's lots of fun to watch and do, I bet. Next year, for the first time ever, breaking is going to be a sport at the Olympics.
All different sports come together.
Yep. Athletes from different countries compete in events like swimming, running, tennis, and wrestling, and very soon, breaking. Recently, Jeff competed against 37 other dancers in the Oceania Breaking Championships for a spot at the Olympics. It was a tough competition, but he won. Jeff said he cried happy tears when he saw his final score and realised that he would be representing Australia at the Olympic Games.
Must be nervous and also excited.
Some people will be definitely doing some good dancing, like imagine the person who gets first. They'll be doing flips and stuff.
I think he might be really good and might even come second, third, maybe even fourth.
Jeff will be the youngest person to compete in breaking. He will be up against 16 other breakers from around the world and hoping to bring home a medal for Australia.
I just hope he does well.
We'll all be cheering you on. Good luck, Jeff. And speaking of breaking, time to engage the brakes as we slow down to a stop at the end of another News Time countdown.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Why not try the News Time quiz? The questions and the answers are in the show notes.
Bye, Remy.
Bye.
See you later. Or as they say in Tongan, nofoa. News Time is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app. It's free from your app store.